New Jersey's appellate court rules on who can sue for cannabis law violations. On May 26, 2020, the Superior Court of New Jersey, Appellate Division, held for the first time that applicants and employees who are denied employment based on a positive test for cannabis can sue their employers for violations of the New Jersey Cannabis Regulatory, Enforcement Assistance, and Market Modernization Act. Cream MA. Quick hits. In Sanders Vistis the Lavari Group, LLC, the appellate division found that Cream MA provides an implied private right of action against employers that refuse to hire individuals based on positive cannabis tests. Cream MA provides that O employer shall refuse to hire or employ any person or shall discharge from employment or take any adverse action against any employee, because that person does or does not use cannabis items. In the case, the employer had offered a job to an individual who later tested positive for cannabis metabolites. After the individual declined to pay for a second drug test at her own expense, the employer rescinded its offer. Background. In December 2022, Darlene Sanders interviewed twice for a customer service representative position with Lavari Group, LLC. Lavari offered Sanders the position, which she accepted, and required her to take a pre-employment drug test. That test detected the presence of cannabinoid metabolites, indicating Sanders had used cannabis within the past 30 days. Sanders admitted to using cannabis for recreational purposes during that time, but denied using cannabis on the day of the drug test, nor when she applied to and interviewed for her position. In January 2023, Sanders contacted Lavari's Human Resources HR department to inquire as to her start date. The HR representative replied and offered Sanders the opportunity to submit a second drug test within a week of their correspondence, at Sanders's own expense. She declined because she could not afford to pay for the repeat drug test, causing Lavari to rescind its employment offer. Sanders sued Lavari for violating CREMA's prohibition against denying employment solely because of a positive test for cannabis. In April 2024, the trial court dismissed her CREMA May claim, finding that no private cause of action existed under Cream Emma, reasoning that Sanders's remedy was through the Cannabis Regulatory Commission, not the courts. Sanders appealed. The Appellate Division's decision. On May 26, 2026, a three-judge panel of the Appellate Division reversed the trial court's decision, finding that Cream Emma implicitly grants a private right of action. The court held that Sanders satisfied the three-prong test from the Supreme Court of the United States decision in Court v. Ash, 122 U.S. 066, 1975. 1. Whether the plaintiff is a member of a class for whose especial benefit the statute was enacted. 2. Whether evidence exists that the legislature intended to create a private right of action. And 3, whether implying a private right of action would be consistent with the underlying purposes of the legislative scheme. Relying on R.J. Gaydos Insurance Agency, Inc. v. National Consumer Insurance Co., the appellate division reasoned that, because CREMA does not provide for administrative enforcement, permitting a judicial remedy will not run afoul of or bypass any intricate regulatory structure. The court also stated that the anti-discrimination provisions in CREMA would be meaningless and unenforceable absent an individual's right to sue for a violation. The court acknowledged that the Third Circuit had reached a contrary conclusion in a 2024 case, but declined to follow that decision. Next steps. New Jersey employers should consider reviewing their pre-employment drug testing policies and hiring procedures in light of this decision to ensure compliance with CREMA's anti-discrimination provisions, as this decision opens the door to litigation from both applicants and employees. Employers in other states where recreational cannabis is legal should also note this decision. Courts in those jurisdictions may look to Sanders as persuasive authority when evaluating potential ensuing implied right of action questions under their own individual cannabis statutes. Ogletree Deacon's Morristown office and drug testing practice group will continue to monitor developments and will provide updates on the drug testing and New Jersey blogs as additional information becomes available. Michael J. Westwood Booth is of counsel in the Morristown office of Ogletree Deacons. Jake H. Weintraub, a law student currently participating in the summer associate program in the Philadelphia office of Ogletree Deacons, contributed to this article. Follow and subscribe. LinkedIn, Blanche, Instagram, / webinars, / podcasts.